Stan, thank you for that testimony. I know just yesterday how fresh that is, and what a great example again of us not just going to church but being the church. And that really is what this message today is about and what God is calling us to. Dee, thanks for being with us. I consider Dee a mentor, and he's been very kind to me. You've heard me talk about Dee from this pulpit before, and he's amazing. And probably the most amazing thing about Dee is he always makes it about you when you're with him. And I've told you, I've even like gotten all psyched up before, and I'm like, I'm not going to let him do it this time. And so we're going to meet at Panera, and I tape my ankles and everything. I'm ready for him. And he somehow still does it. And it's like, wow, how did we get here again? And so it's a wonderful selfless quality about him. And it's a treat to have you. It's probably the first time he's heard me preach, because in the past I've always filled in for him. And he's off gallivanting in the Caribbean or something. And you get the poor sap FCA guy to come preach for you, you know. Give him 50 cents or something, you know. That's my hard luck story. But here is, you know, we heard the passage of the early church, and really a wonderful, wonderful example of the church not going to church, because they didn't even have that. They didn't have a building. They were meeting together in homes. They were enjoying meals together. They were meeting in the marketplace, in the public square. And for us, and how God is calling us to do the same. And the title you see is to go from the tent to the table, to the town. And that is the journey that the Lord has us on. Here is the big idea, maybe. Is my clicker working? We're going to pass an offering plate for new batteries. Oh, geez. Left goes forward. Don't feel like you have to give now that I made a silly joke. So here it is. God is moving us from a cherished gathering to a sent people, from our table through our tent into our town. And again, there's an appropriate time for us to gather, to huddle up, and yet it's never about the huddle. It's always about the mission of to where we are being sent. I have some friends who, you know, having played internationally, American football is really big in America. Shocker. And the rest of the world doesn't quite understand it. And my rugby friends are so frustrated with American football, because he's like, you stop play all the time. It's constantly stopping. And then they huddle up. And he's got a point, you know. But listen to this. Can you imagine 90,000 fans packing a stadium to watch the huddle? It's silly, isn't it? We laugh at that. And yet, that's what Sunday morning is. It's a huddle. We get encouraged. We get filled up. And we get blessed. And we are vessels. We're conduits. God does a work in us. He desires to do a work through us so that we can go Monday through Saturday to be the church. And you know, it's interesting. Fond Lake Church, we didn't begin with a blueprint or a building permit. We began with a question that bubbles up when you find a great restaurant. And we ask this question, why didn't I discover this place years ago? And people in Fond Lake were asking, why doesn't Fond Lake have a church? And there was a holy discontent that pushed up towards something. And then this vision of a preferred future that was drawing us. And from that simple question, God said, set a table. And here we are. And like in the early church in that Acts 2, that there's been devotion to prayer and meals and teaching and gathering and showing genuine love one to another. And this is our family story, a story of God's faithfulness at this table. And of course, the table is where families are made. It's where stories are told and meals are shared and love becomes very tangible. For 3 years, God has spread a table for Fawn Lake Church. And of course, when we started, we didn't have a building. We didn't have a budget. We had a table. And if it's like today, I'm sure the coffee hour stretched into lunch hour. And small groups became lifelines for people. And people showed up with casseroles when lives fell apart. And they were the tangible expression of Christ being the church for people who needed it. That's the foundation. A few years back, I helped form a group of clergy who got together really working on racial reconciliation in our area throughout the Fredericksburg region. And It was a wonderful time, and I'm still in close relationship with many of those people. But something interesting happened where we started talking, and somebody said, you know, we're in relationship, we love each other, but until we've been to one another's homes, is the relationship really that close? And so we started visiting homes. And then one lady said this. She said, you know, some of you have been in my living room, but family comes to the kitchen. And so then the standard got even higher. And, you know, like for me growing up, if somebody knocked on the front door, you knew it was a stranger. Nobody came to the front door. They came to the back door. We all used the back door where the porch was, right? And that was an invitation really to the table to be family. We've talked about the definition of church. I'm on the struggle bus, Tim, with this remote. I'm doing my best. Okay, that's the one I had before? Okay, thank you. Look at that. So, a great quote here. The church, the church is not a building. It's people. We're not an institution. We're a family. We're not a Sunday gathering. We are a daily fellowship. We're a daily fellowship that experiences a Sunday gathering. But we are much bigger than that. And that's a healthy definition. You know, to the founding members, who was here at the beginning of Fawn Lake Church? Wow, a lot of you. For some reason, they all sat in this section. We'll get to that. We'll get to the bottom of that. You know, you were here when it was just a question, why doesn't Fawn Lake have a church? You're the early adopters. You took a risk. You made phone calls. You set up chairs. And the table exists because you believed God could do something in Fawn Lake. And so I just want to acknowledge you guys who were here from the beginning that you set a table for us. And the rest of us get to sit at it. And hopefully we can build on that as we go forward. Others of us who didn't raise our hands, we've joined somewhere along the way. And you showed up when the church was already here. You really probably didn't know the backstory, but you sensed something when you walked in. You felt welcome. You felt seen. You felt heard. You felt known. And that is the table working. The love you stepped into, you've now added to, and others will come and they'll experience the same love from you that you did from some of the founding members. You know, as we look around, I give you permission to look around, think about the meals you've shared with people in this room. That people you know who have prayed for you, people who showed up for you during a tough situation. Again, that's the table that no one can take away from us. 3 years of sitting at the table, 3 years of God's faithfulness. I look back at my own life and I'm so thankful that Coach Myers at my public high school had the proper definition of church, that it wasn't just contained on Sunday morning, but he was the church. And he took an interest in me, and he invited me to a Fellowship of Christian Athletes meeting. And as to tell you where I was at that point, I was not the one who was the perfect candidate. I went to that FCA meeting because there it was co-ed and there were free donuts. So I thought, two for two. I'll eat donuts while I stare at the honeys, and this is a great thing. My heart was very far from the purpose of that meeting, but he pursued me and he set a table for me, and I'm very, very grateful for that. But stories have turning points, right? And in Acts, the church didn't stay at the table. They moved into homes. They moved into the streets. They knew that their faith was mobile. I shouldn't tell you that I'm struggling again. Oh, now I got too happy with it. There we go. So last week we looked at how Eugene Peterson described from John 1, the incarnation, the word became flesh and blood and moved into the neighborhood. God didn't stay in heaven. He came close. And he didn't build a fortress. He pitched a tent in our backyard. And our tent isn't a permanent structure. It's a presence in that Christ dwells within us, and of course, where we go, he goes with us. It's sacred. It's movable. It's, for us in Fawn Lake, it's you in a golf cart. It's you standing out on your driveway. It's you going on a walk. It's you at the club. Having the presence of Christ in you to be the presence of Christ for those you encounter. You are the mobile care team in Fawn Lake. And that's why right now, as we look long-term at building a building, initially we're building the kingdom. We're building the ministry. We're building the church to the point where we will have to have a building to contain all the activities that God is doing, because he will expand our tent pegs. You know, in the Old Testament, God didn't give the Israelites a castle. He gave them a tent, a tabernacle that, again, was sacred, and it housed his presence, and it was mobile. And as the cloud moved, they moved. And the presence of God went with them where they've been. And God's people have always been a people on the move. And for us, our tent right now is this building. It's rented. It's temporary. It's a real gift, but it keeps us flexible and it keeps us reminded that we shouldn't get too comfortable here because this is not our permanent home. Because God is both with us and He's also ahead of us, leading us to follow. When you see your home that you live in as your tent, that coffee you share with a neighbor, that's the tent. The driveway conversation that turns into a prayer, that's the tent. We don't need a church building right now to be the church. We really just need willing hearts and open doors. Would you be kind? There we go. Loving your neighbor is not a program. It's the natural overflow of a life transformed by grace. The question is not, do I love my neighbor, but have I been paying attention to who my neighbor is? Now you might say, love my neighbor as myself? If I'm being honest, in a gated community like Fawn Lake, sometimes your neighbor is the person you secretly reported for an HOA violation. But the gospel calls us to a higher calling and moves us from reporting a neighbor to reaching a neighbor. It calls us to have a focus on love, not leaves. Is that you? Did you do the reporting? That we would be a people who cares more about a broken heart than a broken fence. That we would move from policing the property line to praying for the people inside. And the blessing is this, a lot of us are in a very flexible season right now that most of us enjoy an empty nest and either retired or career winding down. My career is struggling with the technology right now during this sermon. We have time, we have wisdom from experience, we have margin and the opportunity for God to show us that is tent space for us and that there's room for us to move towards that person who needs us, who needs a touch from God, that we would represent Him. So the table is our past. The tent is our present. But God is always calling us somewhere. And that somewhere is the town. I had to stand on my tippy toes to get this picture while I was at Fawn Lake. I know, right? That is the picture of a mission field. Missionary and theologian Leslie Nugent said this, "The mission field is not somewhere else. It is right where you are." For us, it's not Africa. It's not Asia. It's Fawn Lake. It's the street you live on. It's the person whose trash can is right next to yours. The town is your backyard. And where God is moving us is from a come join us on Sunday to we are the church Monday through Saturday. From a come and hear to a go and tell posture. I'm excited to just mention today one expression of that is the launch of something called the Fawn Lake Church Care Ministry, which you hear a little bit more about at the luncheon today, but you'll hear more details from Wayne in the days to come. But an exciting opportunity, again, for us to be the church, to be an expression. Perhaps the most definite collective step to move into the town for Fawn Lake Church. And we'll dig deeper into Acts chapter 2 in the days ahead as well to see how can we learn from that early church to really be the presence of God as they were. You know, it was interesting. The only time I met Jim Powell's wife, she wanted me to know this. It's not something you necessarily would tell somebody when you first meet him, but she made it a point, so I knew it was important to her, and it was this. She said, when I lost a parent, now again, she's a pastor's wife, he's a full-time pastor of a larger church. She said, when I lost a parent, Fawn Lake Church, the people of Fawn Lake Church ministered to me and cared for me more than our own church did. That's maybe sad for that church. It's even more wonderful testimony about you being the church. Again, if we just attend, we come in, we leave, it's very clean, very easy, but that ministry doesn't take place. And that says a lot about you. Tony Campolo says this: the church is the only organization that exists primarily for the benefit of its non-members. Now that's convicting for me, because sometimes I like to say, no, these are my preferences, this is what I need. But again, God has us on mission. And Fawn Lake becomes the mission field. It's the Jerusalem for us, a place he's planted us to love and serve and bless. And again, we're moving from saying, how can we be that expression? How can we go from just inviting people to church, which is wonderful, but to go beyond that, to be the church? Now here's something. For us to see, each of us, to see your street as your parish. Here's something to do this week. Just stand out in your front yard or on your driveway and just look at the houses around you. And let that sink in, that's your parish. And that these are people that God has called each of us to act as a shepherd for. You know, there's a difference between being a resident and being a neighbor. A resident pays HOA fees. A neighbor pays attention. A resident knows the rules, but as a neighbor, we know names because we take the time to learn names. A resident might complain about the yard, but a neighbor brings soup when someone's sick. And he's calling us to be neighbors. And as we move into this phase of recognizing we are and will be an intergenerational church. And I've heard repeatedly, we want to draw young families. And you know what? We do, and we will. And yet, recognizing we're going to attract a lot of people who look like us, naturally. Like begets like. And that's wonderful, because people in whatever decade of life need the love of Jesus just as much as young families do. And here's the blessing. As we grow, there's something wonderful that, for me, I certainly felt it. There's something wonderful about having people in their 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s, when you're younger, to be that model, that parent and grandparent figure in your life, and it really helps have some stability and sustainability. a few things as I close. We're launching some initiatives, and you'll hear more about it. I mentioned the Faith on Tap, you know, a conversation over a beverage with people who have questions about faith. You might not have heard, but we've revived the Adult Christian Fellowship, that there is HOA approval for that at the clubhouse, and really an opportunity for Fawn Lake Church, along with other churches and believers in the community, to be a bridge. And I mentioned the care ministry, which you'll hear about the parts that are just real practical help and also spiritual presence. And I'll say this, for those, there's many of you here, you're helpers, and you're the first one to show up with a casserole, or when there's a need, you step in, and you're the one who notices when someone's missing. And that is really the foundation. That heart of that is the foundation of the care ministry. You're so valuable and so needed. And others are prayer warriors here. And you know, even as we get older and our bodies don't function like we want them to do, we can still pray. And all the things, all the activities need to be bathed in prayer. And you might say, I don't really know if I'm qualified. That might make you the perfect candidate, because you're leaning less on yourself. And as you lean on yourself less, there's more room for God. As Scripture says, when you're weak, He is strong. And it's less about your ability than your availability. Now, as we close, imagine Fawn Lake neighborhood and the surrounding area, where every street has a Christian person who is learning names and is seeking to be the presence of Christ. And that anytime there's a sickness, there's instantly a push for meals to be the love of Jesus and meet that felt need. To move from the questions in the past of why doesn't Fawn Lake have a church, to how in the world did Fawn Lake Church impact community in such a profound way? That's the town. That's the future. That's what we're building together. And it really just starts with an openness on each of our parts to say, God, would you do that? Would you open my eyes to see what you see? Would you open my heart? Would you continue to work in me and also through me? I'm nervous. I have my fears. But would you give me courage to step through open doors as you open them? Maya Angelou, the poet, said this: people will forget what you said. They'll forget what you did. But they will never forget how you made them feel. And that, I believe, is a strength of this church as we move from the table to the tent to the town. May the people of this community feel the love of Christ through us. May they feel seen. May they feel heard. May they feel known and loved. That is our calling. Let's go be the church. Let's pray. God, we pray for courage. We pray for compassion. God, to have the heart that you have. Lord, teach us what being the church means for each of us, that we would take on this identity as your representative each day. Lead us through your Holy Spirit. Give us the grace to follow. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.